Let us switch now directly to Brad Avakian. He is currently the Labor Commissioner in Oregon and is the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, also a former state legislator. Brad Avakian, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Jeffrey. Good morning.
So let's pivot directly on that issue of campaign finance limits, because we just got a chance to get Dennis Richardson's take on that. What are you proposing?
Well, we're going to pass a campaign finance limits bill in Oregon. You don't, any Oregonian knows who hears the Citizens United decision that it's just plain wrong. Corporations are not people. Money is not free speech. We've got to stop this obscene amount of money that it takes to run campaigns. And I'm going to take the lead. We're going to pass a bill limiting campaign contributions in Oregon.
What kinds of limits and how could they withstand a court challenge under Citizens United?
Well, you know, Citizens United is just, it's one opinion. And I think the Oregon legislature needs to stand up and give its own opinion. Citizens United is going to be overturned at some point. I just want it to be an Oregon case that does it. I say let's take the lead, Oregon. Let's pass campaign finance limits. You know, we can start the discussion around the federal limits. Those have been in place for a long time. There's a lot of folks that deserve to have input into this decision, whatever it ends up being. But we can start at that point for a discussion. Pass the bill. If somebody wants to appeal it up to the U.S. Supreme Court, let them do it and let Oregon take the lead in overturning Citizens United.
Brad Avakian, let's come back to square one and ask why you want to be Secretary of State when you're already in a statewide job, Commissioner of Bureau of Labor and Industries, and can do things for Oregon workers through that job, for example.
Well, it has been one of the greatest privileges of my life serving as Oregon's Commissioner of Labor and Industries. And over the last 8.5 years that I've been doing it, we've put more than $25 million in the pockets of Oregonians that have been treated unfairly. We've created the roadmap to eliminate the wage disparities between men and women. We've taken the lead in returning shop class to over 343 middle schools and high schools in our state. But, you know, I've been doing it for 8.5 years, and in some of the other statewide offices, I would have been term limited out already. I look to the Secretary of State's office. I know that's a place where we can continue putting our values into action. As chief elections officer, let's break down the barriers to the ballot, return civics education to our middle schools and high schools, just like we did with shop class. Great work to be done through that Secretary of State's office.
Well, let's talk about those barriers to the ballot, because this is an easy state to get registered to vote when you get a driver's license. The ballots get sent to your home because it's all mail elections. I mean, how do you see improving upon that system?
Oregon is way ahead of the curve nationally with vote by mail, now with motor voter, where you're going to see 300,000 people added to the voter rolls. Let's take the next step. And in addition to getting people registered, let's start doing things that get especially young people civically engaged, that inspire people to want to vote, not just be registered to vote. For me, that starts with the return of civics education to our middle schools and high schools, and a program that I think we should together start called the Oregon Youth Vote, where we'll send ballots to all of our schools, one for each student. Students will actually study the ballot measures of candidates in their classes, and vote in every election. Bring young people up understanding the value and the process of voting. Now, of course, they won't count in the official results, but you know what? We'll give young people a real voice in our democracy. And when the election is over, we'll tally those youth vote ballots and show Oregon what young people thought.
Is there money for this in the existing Secretary of State's budget, do you think, or have you identified a funding source for it?
I don't plan on making any requests to the legislature for additional funds. I don't think it's going to cost that much because it doesn't have to go through the regular verification process with ballots. I don't think it's something that's going to cost us much at all and pay huge in dividends to the democracy.
Let's talk about some of the other duties of the office beyond elections. One of the things that you're calling for on your website is equal pay for equal work in state agencies. Isn't investigating that your current job?
Investigating it is sure, enforcing it is, and that's why we've created the roadmap. It's why we aggressively enforce all of the discrimination laws, including equal pay for equal work. I think every individual in elected office, regardless of the position they hold, should be doing everything they can to make sure that everybody has got a shot at a good life, and that includes equal pay for equal work. State agencies have to follow the equal pay law just like private businesses do, and I think the Secretary of State should be very mindful every time it audits an agency to make sure that all of our state laws are being followed.
What are some of the areas you'd like to be aggressive about auditing? Dennis Richardson talks about they're really wanting to look for places where things got messed up, like Cover Oregon and the Columbia River Crossing Project, both of which cost hundreds of millions of dollars and got nothing, essentially.
Well, these are important examples. They're so important, in fact, that, you know, there's two areas of state government that, in essence, do audits. One of them is the Secretary of State's office. One of them is when you're chair of the Ways and Means Committee and you need to hold agencies accountable for the money they're given for public projects. Dennis failed to do any of this when he was chair of the Ways and Means Committee. Turning around now and saying it's going to be different, you know, I think Oregonians are not going to trust that. But you're going to see a different kind of audits division in my administration. The audits division has very effectively and responsibly for many years done routine audits of the state agencies. These are top professionals that do this work. I think we need to be nimble enough to step out of the routine when we see red flags going up somewhere so that we can get there and do an audit quickly. Oracle is a great example of that.
Brad Avakian is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Democratic candidate for Oregon's Secretary of State, facing Republican Dennis Richardson, who joined us earlier. You can join this conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I've watched the Oregonian take particular issue with you, accusing you of wanting to do more than the Secretary of State's office is responsible for. I mean, what are you trying to push the boundaries on, and where does the disagreement lie?
Well, sure, my political opponents and the Oregonian have taken issue with the fact that I want to see civics class expanded in our middle schools and high schools. I think Oregonians are very interested in seeing that happen, and it fits squarely within the job. The role on the state land board is very critical in managing our state lands and waterways to the best economic benefit of the Common School Fund. Let's stop the fight continually over cutting old growth timber or cutting nothing at all and look to other innovative ways to use our state lands and waterways. I say make Oregon a global leader in the fight against climate change by promoting renewable energy technologies. Let's partner with private business to build geothermal facilities in central Oregon and wind turbines and solar fields in the east. It's good for the environment. It's great for our partnership with these emerging business sectors. It'll make a lot more money for our public schools.
Let's talk about public records and archives, which do fall under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of State. I mean, what we store and save obviously has transformed greatly in the age of email. How do you see as protecting and enhancing access to those as Secretary of State?
Well, and this is something very personal to me, too, because it's something I've focused on with the Bureau of Labor and Industries as the state's labor commissioner. And in fact, in recent years, the Society for Professional Journalists gave us the first Freedom Award for our transparency and accessibility to records within our agency. That's the same kind of effort that I'm going to take to the Secretary of State's office, which is really the state's portal for both the media and citizens, getting access to information and documents from their government. It needs to be done efficiently. It needs to be done inexpensively. And the Secretary of State should take the lead in making sure that happens.
Let's see. What else do we have here? You talk about the auditing of private businesses doing business with the state. Does the Secretary of State, in fact, have that power versus the power to audit the public agencies themselves?
Oh, I believe the Secretary of State does. In fact, the statute expressly gives the Secretary of State the ability to audit financial affairs of the agencies. And this is a huge difference between my opponent and I. The Secretary is the watchdog for protecting taxpayer dollars. And taxpayers give their money to the state, and that's used oftentimes by state agencies to provide services. Sometimes the agencies give that money to private contractors in order to provide some type of service for the public. my opponent would say, I'm not going to check the money once it's given away to the private corporations. I think that taxpayers deserve protection of their taxpayer dollars no matter where the money ends up. And if a private contractor is ripping off Oregon taxpayers, they need to be held accountable, and the state's chief watchdog on this, the Secretary of State, is the one that needs to take the lead.
All right, we've now heard from the two major party candidates for Oregon Secretary of State. Brad Ivocki and the Democrat is currently the State Labor Commissioner in Oregon, also former legislator. Dennis Richardson, the Republican candidate, ran for governor 2 years ago, also former legislator. I want to thank Brad Ivocki and Dennis Richardson both for joining us today in the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Jeffrey.